we always love coming to this racetrack and racing because we race hard here. But it's one of those bittersweet years right now, brother, because this is like our last race here for our Phoenix race. So we want to show up, and we definitely want to show out, Nate.
Hey, this is Antron Brown, three-time NHRA Top Fuel World Champion and driver of the Matco Tools Lucas Oil Top Fuel Dragster, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio as we head towards another race weekend for the fastest sport in the world. Excited to have the driver of the Matco Tools Lucas Oil Toyota Top Fuel Dragster, three-time NHRA Top Fuel World Champion, the one and only Antron Brown. Welcome to WGN.
Oh, it's great to be on, man. We're just out here in the sunny vale of Phoenix, brother, and we're ready to get it on this weekend. And a lot of action. The weather's crisp. And our Matco Tools Lucas Oil Toyota Tractor Team, man, we're running on mean right now.
Well, we know where you are, but we also know where everybody else is, and that location is right where you want them, right there at the Arizona Nationals. So your best ET, your best speed, different years, same track, right there in Chandler. Antron, this is it. Like, you have them right exactly where you want them.
You know, we always love coming to this racetrack and racing because we race hard here. But it's one of those bittersweet years right now, brother, because this is like our last race that they're stating right here for our Phoenix race. So we want to show up, and we definitely want to show out, Nate.
So think about this. You know, this has been a season of a little bit of changes, adjustments, you know, and some of them are good. I know the fans are loving them. It's been well received. But for the drivers, you guys always strive for consistency. So talk a little bit about that kind of flip-flop in the schedule on California starting at Gator Nationals. Does it really matter to you? The fans love it, but does it throw things off?
No. Actually, I think it was a great start to our year starting off in Florida. We got a lot of preseason testing down there in Florida this year. And then the good part for us is when we go out to the West Coast, we're able to stay on the West Coast and we ain't got to flip-flop back and forth. So logistically and money-wise, especially being a new team owner, it helps out tremendously by us doing that.
Yeah, right. Think about this. Even just, you know, one times we always think about the drivers and you guys have it a little bit better, I'm sure, right, than some of the crew members who work and they have to travel, all that logistics. That's one of the toughest things, as you know now, and probably you've always known, right, but you're getting a firsthand sort of course in it, is the travel, right? That's the hard part.
Yeah, the travel part, let me tell you something. Everything about the sport is great, but the travel, like anything else, on any professional athlete or team, that's the drooling part because it breaks you down, you change different climates, it wears on you, and you got to figure out how to be in shape and be on point so when you show up, that you go out there and compete at a high level. So that's always been a big deal for us. And when we were going before, you got to remember, we used to start off in Pomona, then race Phoenix, then come all the way back to home base, have a weekend off, and then drive all the way down to Florida, Gainesville, Florida. Then we'll come all the way back to Indianapolis. Then we'll drive all the way back out to the West Coast to race Vegas. So now we're able to change that dynamic, start off in Gainesville, come back, have a weekend off. Then we go out in the West Coast and we race three races within 4 weeks, which is really nice for our stuff that stays on the West Coast. And it actually does really good for the West Coast. We're seeing the energy and our races have been sold out, jam-packed. And the fans even love it.
Oh, my gosh. The fan interaction has been great, and I think the attendance has been awesome. I think most of the main seats are sold out for this race in Arizona. And one of the things about you, obviously the fans love to see you race on the track. They love to see you in the community, too. You like to get out and about. So when it comes to one of these tracks, this will be the last time that you're going to be there for the foreseeable future. Do you get out in the town a little bit? It's its own unique community. I know there's a huge like barbecue country music festival happening Saturday. Are you going to explore any of the town?
Well, we explore the town before our race weekend hits because we're busy Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So right now we're already in the town, so tonight we'll go out and see what's going on. And we're downtown right now in Phoenix right now, and then we'll explore Scottsdale, and we'll go out to Chandler. We'll go all around the different areas and explore because this is a beautiful landscape out here. The people are great, and all the different culture that's out here is pretty awesome. So we love coming out here every year, and hopefully – it won't be too long that we'll be back here somewhere else racing, hopefully.
Yeah. Now, you're a guy, of course, as much success as you've had on the track, just racing doesn't 100% define Antron Brown. You love other sports. You're a sports fan in general. This is one of those big times in sports with March Madness and all the brackets. Are you following any of that? Is your bracket busted? Are you still intact?
Man, my bracket is okay, but, you know, it's like in March Madness, you already know how it is, brother. every bracket gets busted. There's no certainty in college basketball and who shows up, especially when you only got one game that defines each of that. And then also, we're out here, too. We got some spring training baseball games going on, too, that we're going to be checking out. So I'm all over the place, from NFL, NBA, to college basketball. Whatever you got, I'm into it, brother. But my bracket's like half busted.
Well, you're better than most. There's been so many upsets. You're probably in better shape than most. Okay, when it comes to the travel, we know that there's been some stops that have been sort of adjusted, and some of the travel that's been cut a little bit short to save things. But maybe that's to save up for that extra travel back here to Chicago, as Route 66 is back in action and on track. And I know the fans are super excited. We're starting to promote it here on WGN Radio to get you guys, all of your contemporaries, the biggest stars in drag racing, right back here in the Chicago area.
Brother, Dane, let me tell you something. I am so excited to have Juliet back on the map, brother. I live 2.5 hours right down in Indianapolis, and we used to come up there all the time, and that was our first big stadium of drag racing. And now the Mech is back, brother. And let me tell you something. From the Chi-Town Hustler that came out of Juliet in Chicago, now we're going to bring back that Chi-Town Hustler back when we bring our Macro Tool Dragster back there. And super pumped, super excited. And I'm telling you one thing is that coming up here pretty soon, as soon as we're back there in May, I can't wait for it to get lit up. And we're ready to come up there and show out, brother.
A great race, maybe a win right there in championship season number 4 for the Top Fuel for Antron Brown, that could be here in 2023 as he travels across the country. Hopefully winning, right? We're going to see you in victory lane with a Wally coming up this Sunday in Arizona. So, Antron, we'll let you get back to it. Hope everything is going great. Thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Hey, anytime. I look forward to seeing everybody out there at Juliet coming up here, including yourself. And we're looking forward to getting back up there, brother.